Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame Don McIntyre. And we are hanging out with Vincent and Mario from the band De La Luz. All right, De La Luz in English means of the light, which they are shedding light upon us all on this fantastic evening. What's fantastic over here, I don't know about it, is where you guys are. But tell us a little bit about De La Luz. I saw a couple music videos. It looked like there was kind of more to the band, but I did a little more research, and it looked like maybe it was just the two of you. So how did you guys start, and what's up? What's up with the whole concept you guys have going on?
Oh man. De La Luz started as pretty much a few musicians who have been talking about doing something together for about 3 years that didn't happen. Just knew each other from the scene. It started out as me just pretty much helping Vince produce like solo music for him and just kind of hashing out what he had in his mind. And I just really started to love what I was doing, and he was like, "Hey, do you want to play guitar?" And then, "Hey, do you want to do this?" And next thing you know, we just started a group together. So it's a culmination of music, art, a lot of storytelling. Film has been huge. So, what turned into us creating our own music videos turned into a production company we're building. And
oh wow,
you just see that nice. We can do really great things together film-wise. He's got an acting background. I have a little bit. He's got a great directing background as well. So it's been working out really, really well, and we're doing cool stuff.
Well, pretty much whenever Vincent tells you to do anything, you just say, okay.
I understand. I come back and he's like, yeah, that's what I was talking about. So
that's good to be able to do that, to work together. And this happens a lot on the show, you know, when you work with someone, and so there's a lot of times there's like one person kind of in the band who will be like the main sayer of what's going on, but for somebody else in the band, which would be you, Mario, to be able to understand what he's saying and kind of pick up what he's putting down. And then for him to be like, dude, this is fucking perfect, man. That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real big, it's friendship based. You know what I mean? We're brothers in this, and that makes it effortless. We can be honest with each other. We can be transparent. We can call each other out. We can talk shit. it's cool. You know? So
tell me a little bit about your music. I haven't heard you guys yet. Tell me, what is your inspiration? What do you think you sound like?
Before you answer that, I do want to say, first of all, Vincent, you go by Vince or Vincent?
Vince or Vincent, either or. Either or.
Your voice is really badass, dude. Like, I would not expect, like, looking at you and hearing your voice is like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, that's super, super cool. And I also thought you guys would be kind of a harder rock band, and you're really not. So go ahead and answer Don's question now that I gave my 2 cents.
Thanks, you and your damn panties.
So what were you saying again, Don? I'm sorry.
I was asking who do you think that you sound like? What was your inspiration? I haven't heard you guys' music yet, so I'm interested. Well, before we go to the video.
I mean, you know, we grew up, I grew up on the south side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with like a different, like just a whole bunch of like eclectic music, everything from like, mm-hmm. I mean, hard rock, hair metal, hip hop. I mean, Chicago style hip hop, country, because my parents worked in the restaurant business. So we worked with country ass people.
Yeah, I'm country ass people. I'm in Alabama.
I'm telling you, man. Love Nashville. Hell yeah, absolutely. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, we're like a melting pot of all these different styles, but we have to be able to like hone in on one exact sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as we've been creating all this, it's been part of that experiment to just go hard, but fail in public. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's just go. Let's just do it. Let's put it out. Let's make this the best sounding thing it can possibly be and just put it out and then run the storyline that we've created mm-hmm. through it once all this stuff comes together. But if I was to relate us to anyone, mm-hmm. I don't know, because every song is different because it's a different place.
Interesting.
They are different. They are so like they are different.
I'm excited.
Yeah, they are different. And I the one song we're gonna play here in a little bit is called No Good. And I heard it and then I read kind of what I think I was Facebook stalking one of y'all. And
control.
Well, I was trying to get information. I was trying to like,
keep on, bro. We need the algorithm, bro. Keep stalking.
Well, I was trying to get information to you know, a lot of times bands come on the show and I get made fun of a lot for never doing research. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm gonna start doing research. And then I go to you guys and I can't find anything. So I just had to like go through photos and different videos and things like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you guys really do sound good. You know, I would consider it some of your kind of stuff. And you know, no one ever agrees with me on anything I say, so it's fine. It doesn't matter. But I sense a little bit of Jamiroquai in there. Just a little bit of Jamiroquai.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's actually like what we were what was we were vibing right to like
this
virtual insanity.
This new song was really us having partially a recent show we just played was for Brady Street Fest, which is here in Milwaukee. And we're like, how are we going to throw a party for this particular show?
Because
people are here drinking, they're partying. Like, so we kind of we like to mesh and change and switch things up for you know depending on the
build vibe,
or not.
The build, the
right.
Vibe.
This,
yeah,
we just had fun with this, and we weren't really just I don't know. It's like we show up and we write something that sounds completely like 180 from last week.
Yeah, it's like what do you do when no one has ever heard of you? You're like, oh, I'm gonna go up there and play my originals. It's like, nah, bro. Like, we're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to write around the bill and do the best we can to entertain the people in the crowd. And that's what we're all about. Like, so as we transition and we go through these changes, that's how we're beginning to gain more and more different kinds of people to keep moving forward and following. So,
well, that's a fabulous way to do that. Absolutely.
How do you guys play your live concerts? Because you don't have a steady drummer, I guess. Do you use tracks?
We do both. So like we'll use tracks and we'll have a drummer, and then we'll have that respective musician play. So like for instance, if we need to hire somebody in, we end up you know getting a hold and digging into our network and finding. So like I just moved out to LA, so okay. I'm starting to really reach out to people there at like School of Rock. We actually ended up getting a drummer who's a teacher at School of Rock because one of my homies is Peter DiStefano, the guitarist from Porno for Pyros.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah.
Like,
cool.
We did a couple things together in the last couple years and we were able to just keep building this relationship and working together on a couple things. And he's been very resourceful as I, you know, we've been moving out there and kind of developing out there too at the same time.
Awesome.
So you live in Los Angeles now. Mario, are you originally from LA?
No, I'm from Milwaukee as well, and I'm actually moving out there too. Within the next like 6 months. So
I had to come back this weekend to film because we're filming for No Good right now. So
you're making a music video for it.
Yeah. So we're getting that banged out real quick. We're actually editing all the way through the night to get it done for everyone. And so we can have it ready to be pushed by the end of the month. And then now it's time for the next music video and the next single, which we're jumping right into. And we got a show out in Anaheim on October 7th at Chain Reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So when he comes out there, we're going to bang out the next video, the next single. So, you know, we just got to keep moving. Just keep moving.
When was your first music video? When did you guys put that out?
Halloween last year.
Okay.
It was for a song called Chained. There's a lot of, we have a lot of, so along with the theatrical background and just friends of ours and the people on our team now, we have people with huge makeup backgrounds, set design backgrounds. So a lot of lot of great creative minds came through for us on that. And so it's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Different scenes of a horror movie.
Homies from Chi-Town who like play with my cousins are like this chick. She's a costume designer and she's also the lead singer of a band called Shitizen, a sick ass punk band out of Chi-Town. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, that shout out.
Shout out to Chi-Town on my podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Shout out to them. Work is so good. Like, it's just so good. Like, it's like she has like this, like this classic Latino aesthetic to what she does. Like her own version of Day of the Dead. And this is kind of like what I really stuck my teeth into. Like when we started working on all this.
Mm-hmm. Which one of you guys is from Puerto Rico?
I'm not from Puerto Rico.
You got your family out there, right?
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
Shout out to Puerto Rico and all the Puerto Ricans in the world.
That's right.
We're not Puerto Rican too, but I don't speak Spanish, so I'm a disappointment to the race.
Me too. I'm a Mex-Sicilian.
Well, you know what's funny? I'm actually Puerto Rican and Sicilian. And my mom's deaf, so I don't speak Spanish. I don't know sign language. No, zero Italian at all. At least I know a little bit of Spanish. Like I knew De La Luz meant of the light. But that's like I think I learned that in Spanish class, but I also got a D in that class. But I got a diploma, D4 diploma. I graduated high school.
Oh, hey,
Sebastian, it's like you and them had a baby. They had a baby.
I was thinking the same thing. You're a love child, bro.
You're a love child.
Let's go.
My blood pressure is all the same, too.
It's like, salty. Yeah, I know, but everything's salty. Everything got salt in it.
Dude, blood pressure sucks, man. I'm pretty thin, you know, and I work out. I don't like work out, but I go running and stuff, and I cannot get my blood pressure down. And the doctor's like, "What the fuck's wrong with you?" I'm like, "I don't know, dude. Like, you know what?
It's genetic.
Well, either that or it's all the beer I drink. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it is. 22. Life. Yeah, 2022 will give you high blood pressure. Shit.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
I was like 20 years old with like 100 pounds, and they're like, "You're gonna be on blood pressure pills soon." I'm like, "What?" You know, I was like, "I didn't come here to know that." I had strep throat, man. You don't got to give me the bad news like that.
Oh, God.
And they were right. Okay, let's watch No Good. What is this song about? Let's ask Vince. What is this song about in your words?
This song is about just cutting through the noise, man. Like acknowledging that no matter what you go through, you're gonna have naysayers, haters, people who don't support you. You know, those people are no good. And like, we just wanted to have something to kind of like dance about and have fun about, staying away from those people who won't ever, you know, help you move in a positive direction. And that's
right.
What it was about. And by the way, this visual, it's part of the video.
Okay.
It's me actually passed out on a table overlooking the Hollywood Hills. and the video was straight through, by the way. We didn't cut it or anything. So, you know, we hope you guys enjoyed the little bit.
I noticed the camera moved just ever so slightly every now and then. It's not a still frame. It's being recorded right there.
It's perfect.
It's a cool concept, though. I mean, it's not a music video. It's not even a lyric video. It's literally just, it says De La Luz. For the people that are listening to this or not on video, that are listening on the audio podcast, if you go watch the video, it just says De La Luz, then it says No Good. It kind of just says that throughout the whole entire song. There's really nothing more to it besides the video that barely moves up and down. And you kind of see a handshake or something like that. But what a cool concept. And the song's good. And the visual is actually a neat visual also. So it keeps it still entertaining. Okay.
And here's the message. Raise your vibe.
Raise your vibe.
Let's go. All right, here we go. Let's play a song right now. And hey guys, I might mute you through the song. So don't think do not think that your video is not working anymore. Sometimes people like come off, they come back on, they come off, they think something's wrong. No, I muted y'all. So that's what's going to happen. Here we go.
I'm noisy as fuck.
No. Sometimes. All right, here we go.
Through the end of the show, you try to hurt my
Kind of that for another couple seconds there, that with the ending of that, dude, your voice is so amazing, man. Like you tried to hurt my feelings, whatever you say, it's good. It's, I like it.
That was very well done. He tapped into the sass there.
Yeah,
it's good. I love it. It's vibey.
It is. Don, do you get my Jamiroquai kind of like you? Got, yeah, you kind of see totally. Where I'm going with that just a little bit.
Absolutely.
My future's made up. Virtual insanity now.
You can get high, hit those high notes, man.
Yeah,
never right.
Have you always been a singer? Like your whole life, you've been singing.
Yeah,
and I could tell. I hear the guitar in there also. Is that Mar? Is that you playing the guitar in there? Like the kind of it's like a lead guitar kind of thought the whole entire thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. A little bit,
man, dude. Are you guys using Ableton to write your music, or what software are you guys using?
We used Reason for a lot of the sounds in there, but also like I primarily use Logic for everything.
Yeah, because I was going to because I go to Berkeley, so like I've been using Reason to dig in and use all those cool ass sounds and thicken up and fatten up those sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah.
It's got really good synth sounds and really good drum sounds. And there's something about the exporting of the instruments that just sound, it's like, every DAW is like the same, but yeah.
I've written music for a while now, and it's not really all that great. But when I listen to music, I listen to all the different sounds. And there's, I think I heard like a violin, like a doo, doo, I don't know if it was a violin or some sort of.
Viola. It's a viola.
Okay, so and there's I like to listen to all the different noises in the background because people don't realize when you're writing music, especially writing music like that where you're using software to help write it, it's the little things that really matter that no one even pays attention to, but subliminally they're still listening to it and it picks up the sound. It really does. It's a little tiny adds here and there, and to be able to do that and master how to do that and make it sound so good, that is not an easy task. I mean, that takes talent. Real talent.
Well, that was a real viola. We actually had our guy Evan Lane come in, who's just this monster a string dude. He's just like he's a monster on strings, dude. He's friends with Sista Strings, and it's these two black girls from back here over in Milwaukee, and they're just phenoms, bro. Like one plays the cello and one plays the violin.
Really good friends.
Yeah, and they're just like. And they're all part of that same squad. There was a lot of talent that came out of Milwaukee School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. And these cats are like playing all over the world, man. There's some amazing people.
I'm happy you guys reached out to me about being on the show. You know, we get a lot of rock bands and things like that on here, a lot of metal. And when I first got a message, I forgot who sent it. When I first got the message, though, I just assumed you guys are going to be, you guys look like you'd be in a rock band by like your Facebook pictures. I was like, oh, here's another rock band. Then I played your song and I was like, this is kind of cool. I was like, fuck yeah, let's get him on the show. I like to have different kinds of music. You know, we've got some hip hop artists, but mostly it's rock, whether it's punk or metal, it's mostly rock. And to have someone like you guys come on is awesome. I do want to ask, the band's name is in Spanish, De La Luz, okay? do people assume that your songs are going to be in Spanish?
They do. Like, we've even had people like insist on putting us on like Latin night at festivals, and like, bro, like, I'm like, well, yeah, you know, we're going to have you start after La Buena or La, you know, but the thing about it is when there are, I guess, Latin elements in what we do, and you can feel it in some of the pieces of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, you know, our Latin does pour through the music a bit, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's always going to be that way. And that's kind of like, you know, that's what gives us our groove, you know, and our beat and our timbre. And it's that, you know, it's the motion that of the ancient people are, you know, that's in us, that drives the.
It's in the blood.
It's in the blood.
Yeah. And you know what? And yeah. That Puerto Rican blood, dude, like I said, I don't speak Spanish, but a salsa song comes on and I'm like, oh, I like this song. Is it?
Rhythm, baby.
Look, I'm white, and I'd be vibing to it.
Yeah.
For everybody.
It's for everybody. It's for everyone. Yes. That's the whole thing about it. It's for everyone.
Music is just universal.
Absolutely.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. That's what brings us together, man. That's what unifies us, what unites right. us.
To me, you know, when I get asked, like, what do we sound like? Or, you know, like this song in particular, it's really just like a culmination of everything that we've ever loved. Like my parents' music, like Gap Band, Jamiroquai, Michael Jackson, or like so far as like Guy, you know, like New Jack Swing, shit like that. Then right. like Def Leppard or, you know, so it's just, it's like when you listen to the song, you're like, oh, okay, now I hear where that came from and that where that came from. And it's just, we just have fun. It's just everything we like and whatever just pours out.
I mean,
just laid out.
We grew up playing rock. I grew up singing in a rock band.
Well, there's definitely rock elements, though.
Yeah, like
to your this one, yeah, this one's more dancey, but your other music, you have really good music videos out there also. The one I saw one earlier, I forgot the name of the song, but the production of the video was really, really well done. And I was really hoping to play that song because, you know, I was like, what song? The new one? But I was like, maybe they want the one with a better music video, but no, it was the new one, which is still fine. But I kind of like the music video of it. But that one has a little bit more of a rock feel to it, I think, yeah. than this one does.
Yeah, probably. What, like Chain or Tired?
It could be either of them.
Is probably. It the? Yeah, either one. Yeah, they
probably
they,
Tired. Probably is it tired. Slower, like a ballad?
No,
it was Chain.
It was probably Chain. Yeah, that name sounds more familiar to me.
This song brought up
like a film.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I'm listening to you. I'm sorry.
I guess I froze. I'm sorry. Yeah, this the song. There was something else that popped up in my brain. It was something familiar, and it just hit me. It's a old song called "You're No Good." You're no good. You're no good. I was wondering if that was some inspiration there.
My dad said the same thing.
Did he really? It's old school. I'm telling my age. It's old school.
Yeah. No. He said the same thing. And I was like, you're right. And it's funny how no matter what, like every generation kind of repeats itself when it comes to vibes. It's just
such a vibey song. I love it.
Yeah,
it's stuck in my head now.
They were, you know, they were feeling the same way.
Hell yeah.
It had that move in it, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, it makes sense. That's cool.
How many songs you guys plan? Are you guys trying to do like a song a month or a song every couple months? And it seems like you're making a music video for every song that you're going to be releasing. And you only have a few songs out total, right? Not too many. Is there do you guys have like a set plan as to? And you guys have just started, so you know, three songs only you guys have out now, and it's cool you guys are pushing to be on podcasts and things like that, because then you're going to get attention and known and playing clips. But what do you guys have like a timetable, or is it just kind of let's just do it and see what happens?
Right now, because we got picked up by management.
Mm-hmm.
And this great manager, Chris Ronan, he's on that group chat on
Facebook that we have.
Yeah, dude, he's a beast. He did stuff at, you know, for Bonnaroo Electric Forest and a whole bunch of other people. And he's just a great dude overall. What it looks like moving forward is we're going to be doing one a month, and we're going to be pairing that with a video moving forward. So right now what we're finishing up is we're going to try to bring the other two videos all the way around to create a continuity. To kind of show people what the story is. And that way, when they look all three videos, they can see the story that we created.
And that's so neat.
And then we're I've already worked on just getting it out there and having it on different streaming platforms. So you'll probably be able to go to Amazon and find it, or another third party. Because the whole point is like just getting it out there and having people hear us. Because really, at the end of the day, what I wanted to do was like a modern Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right. Yeah, I love how you're theming it out.
That's what we're ramping up into. Yeah, because that's pretty much what it is. And
yeah,
you know, we find better success not being vague and getting straight to the point. That's how we get the support we need so we can keep moving. And the surprise of it to me is the finished product and everybody enjoying it. You know, so who cares if they know about this or that? We're gonna watch it anyways. You know,
a cool visualization that you have to be able to come up with these concepts. That takes imagination. I feel like a lot of my imagination has went away. Like I'm older now. Like, I'm more like fuck the world. You know, but I feel like being imaginative is so important, especially for you guys. And that is so good. I mean, that's just you have a concept and you have a goal and you're working towards that goal. And it's great. You have someone like Mario that's right there, right on your side and going through the punches with you, man. That's so freaking cool.
Dude, he's amazing. That's the thing about it. He's a fucking beast, dude. Because, like, we both, like, we see it. And we know that it takes a team.
Yep, it does. It definitely. Has any of you two ever toured before? Like, in, like, band, rock bands, things like that?
Yeah. Okay. I have like a hardcore background that goes back like half my life. I'm about to be 33 and I started playing and touring when I was like 16 pretty much. So, I used to be a post hardcore vocalist and
now look at you doing pop dance music.
But I like it. You know what I mean? It's good. And some, you know, still, especially on some of these next few songs, they're a little heavier. You'll start to hear it more because I like this, but then I want to break my neck at the same time too.
We're working on some shit.
I mean, the genres nowadays are just what are they anymore? You know what
exactly?
I mean?
Exactly.
Dude, there's so much I can't put into a genre. How do I fit it there?
It's tough. And you know, I think everyone does this when they're younger, especially, they kind of put things in groups and they box it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you never would think that maybe Jonathan Davis from Korn might listen to Taylor Swift, but it could be one of his favorite artists. You don't know. Maybe he loves Hanson. You know, I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying you don't know. There's like, what's the guy's name from Stained? Aaron Lewis. He's a big country star now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never thought when I was in high school, when he came out with Mud Shovel.
Dude, he was like one of my favorite songwriters, bro. I'm not going to lie.
He's
like,
good. Yeah, me too. Aaron
Lewis is one of my favorite, like him. Oh my God. Like just such a great songwriter.
The very first song I heard was Home and it just drug me right in.
Oh my God. Home. That gives me chills. Yes. Just saying it gives me chills. Because I'm afraid to be alone. Right, that one?
Yeah.
Fire, dude. Oh my God.
You just don't know. Like I never would have thought he'd do country music, and he turns out he's doing really well in the country scene. I just read an article about it, but I don't really follow his country music. But if he comes up with a new song and I catch wind about it, I'll check it out just because I think he's kind of a cool dude and I would like it. So that's it makes sense that you guys are just doing whatever you guys want to do. Like you know, it doesn't matter what we have done in the past. This is our project now. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Do you guys have merch yet? And are you guys planning on any shows anytime soon? Because we're about to run out of time here.
Yeah, we do have merch available on our we have an online store available through Spotify and our website as well. Next show will be October 7th at Chain Reaction. That's in Anaheim.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So
it's a retro video game tournament too. So we're having a show with the retro video game tournament. So come through, play some Sonic. You can win.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys buy tickets from us, it also puts you in a pool to qualify for a $50 gift card, just for buying a ticket. So make sure you follow us on our socials at The De La Luz
The De La Luz. All right. And that's all your socials. And, you can follow, I know you guys have a TikTok also.
We do at The De La Luz.
Patreon page?
Not yet. Soon to come, though.
We have one. It's kind of a waste of time because no one ever pays us shit.
Anybody does pay anything, please put some money on the Loudspots Patreon. Get them some cash.
Shout out to the Loudspot. Shout out to our podcast over here. All right, hey you guys, stay right there. Don't leave after the outro song plays, please. I do want to thank everyone that listens to the Loudspot podcast, whether you're watching it on YouTube or you're listening to the audio version, wherever you find your podcast. We really do appreciate it. De La Luz, thank you guys so much for coming on the show, sharing your experiences with us, and sharing your music with everyone that listens to the show. So good luck and congrats. Stay right there. That's all the time we got. Peace out. Rock on.
Much love.
There we go.
This is the Loudspot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loudspot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again? Yes. Does anything that's good really have to end? Yes. A pinch hose has a pinch show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Jabbers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.